The Rosh Sarav said, we hope everyone had a nice vacation from the double Parshios. But we are back in the game, Bahar B'chukosai. So today's Aliyah, Rishon, is the first two Aliyos of a solo Bahar. The Aliyah starts off telling us about the mitzvah of Shemitah. It instructs us that it's the mitzvah that was said at Har Sinai, right? V'davar Moshe, V'davar Hashem al Moshe, b'Har Sinai le'imor. This is the mitzvah that was said at Har Sinai. And Rashi famously asks, "Ma inyan Shemitah leitzah Har Sinai?" Which is a common phrase used to, you know, like what's the price of tea in China? What's that to do with the price of tea in China? So that's the Yiddish equivalent. So. And there's a lot of discussion about how it might connect to Har Sinai. One nice pshat I heard, Rav Zevin, is that Shemitah is like a quintessential mitzvah in that it represents really the gamut of three different types of mitzvos. Right, we know that there are two primary categories of mitzvos, that they are divided. Isaras and Dibros are divided into two luchoses, representing Bin Adam L'Makom and Bin Adam L'Chavero. And then we know there's a third category known as Bin Adam L'Atzmo. And Shemitah really is a symbol of that. It has the Bin Adam L'Makom aspect, where Shemitah, like Shabbos, it says, I'm taking my hands off of the work. I'm saying Hashem is the creator. I'm admitting to the Borei Olam that Hashem created the world. Everything really belongs to Him. So on Shabbos, I take a day off and I say, I'm not doing work. Hashem is the creator and I am not the creator. And during Shemitah as well, we take the whole year. It's like Shabbos on steroids. The whole entire year is me acknowledging that Hashem is the Borei. So there's Bein Adam la Makom. Of course, there's a Bein Adam la Chavero aspect to it of, you know, my field is your field, right? You can, anybody who wants can come into my field and has and owns my field just as much as I do. That you're able to take the fruits, you take the produce and enjoy. And then, of course, there's the Bein Adam la Atz element, where a person is able to not spend a year on sabbatical, right? This is a term that's used in regular English, the term of sabbatical, where someone takes a year off of their work to just focus on themselves and personal growth. And what that comes from is obviously the Shemitah, the sabbatical of a year every 7 years, where they say, I'm not working right now. I am focusing on my growth. I'm learning Torah. I'm developing myself in Midos. I'm spending more family time, whatever it may be, which, you know, could be many of us are experiencing now. Obviously not quite the same, but I think there are similarities to the Shemitah year and what many people are going through currently in the quarantine, a sabbatical of sorts. And it really should be used. Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chavero, but also Bein Adam L'Atzmo for personal growth. It's part of the, you know, to some degree, detaching from Minyan and at Tzibur, though we, you know, try to retain what we can. But there is definitely an aspect of this Bein Adam L'Atzmo that I think we're feeling more now than we have in previous times if we're not field owners and Shemitah observers. Anyway, so that's the Rav Zevin on Shemitah, that it's Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chavero, Bein Adam L'Atzmo, and goes through the Lo Halachos of Shemitah. Then it goes to V'Sefarti L'cha Sheva Shavasos, the Yovel year, which is like Shemitah on steroids, where it's Shemitah every 50th year after seven Shemitah cycles. So the 50th year is going to be a year of the same Shemitah laws apply, as well as other things taking place, of the property going back to the original owners. Slaves going free, right? Or at least Jewish slaves going free, and there's a really big shift in the lives that people had been living, and that all takes place in this Yovel year. Obviously, this mitzvah of Sfira that we see here reminds us a lot of the mitzvah of Sfira from last week's parsha, Sfira Sa'omer, which is also a 49-50 count, and there are definitely a lot of connections there, a lot of interesting points. And another interesting point that if we had more time, or, you know, like another 40 minutes, would be a very interesting discussion about when the laws of Yovel take effect. takes Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It's really, it's a machlokas in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, but there's a lot of depth, and a lot, it's very enlightening what the Torah tells us. We spoke last week about how the Torah is very vague about Rosh Hashanah. We learn a lot about Yom Kippur. It's vague about Rosh Hashanah. Only a few psukim that last week that we really learn about it. But over here, seeing aspects of Yovel take effect on Rosh Hashanah through the show, through the shofar, there's a lot to glean from this to regards to the understanding of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And then the sheni of a solo bahar, meaning the end of today's aliyah, gets into the discussion of the slaves returning, meaning really the rest of the laws of Yovel, and it concludes Vasisim Eschuk Osai Vismus Batai Tishmeru Vasisim Osam. You should do the mitzvos Vishatam Ala Aretz Levetach, that you'll dwell securely on the land. As long as you keep my laws and acknowledge that really I am the owner of the land, that's the bottom line. That Hashem owns obviously everything, but especially Eretz Yisrael, and we are residents. And if we keep the laws, then we will not be evicted. Shakach, everybody. Have a good night.